Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced today the formal start of a military push to move the Islamic State from the northern city of Mosul. David Enders is a longtime reporter in Iraq.
Mosul is the largest city under control of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. They've held it for almost 2 years, and the Iraqi government taking it back would be a huge setback for the Islamic State. It would be the loss of the largest city they control.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says this is a decisive moment in the campaign to defeat the Islamic State and pledges support from the U.S.-led coalition. Mosul residents contacted by phone and Skype say IS fighters have blocked major roads and bridges in and out of the city. Jihadists have fanned out throughout the city and planted mines and explosives and warned civilians not to attempt to leave. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says all options remain open for the U.S. and its allies in Syria, but he admits the United States and Europe have no appetite for military action, even as Russia refuses to back down. Mr. Kerry held talks in London with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson a day after he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other top diplomats in Switzerland. The top U.S. diplomat said no one should be lighting a fire under a civil war or pitting two superpowers against each other. A group of Nigerian parents have been reunited with 21 schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago. Nearly 300 girls were taken from their school in 2014 in northeastern Borno State. Last week, the rebels released the 21 girls in the first negotiated release by the Red Cross and the Swiss government. This is VOA News. At least 30 people were killed in Pakistan. It happened when two buses collided in southern Punjab province today. Rescuers say another 30 or so were injured. Fatal road accidents are common in Pakistan, where traffic rules are rarely enforced and roads in many rural areas are poor. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's office said he has expressed deep grief and sorrow for the loss of precious lives. Several thousand demonstrators marched Sunday in the Hungarian capital Budapest, chanting and carrying signs protesting the sudden closure of the country's largest-selling opposition newspaper, a protest targeted Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has been accused at home and abroad of stifling press freedoms and isolating private media outlets opposed to his controversial anti-migrant stance on refugees. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has conceded he is losing support from women, but he blamed it on media accounts of women who, he says, freely accused him of sexual assault. Tim Kaine, the vice presidential running mate for Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton, told supporters Trump is blaming everyone and, in Kaine's words, sweeping at every phantom at on of imagination because he knows he is losing. With just over 3 weeks to the election, a national average of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics shows that Clinton has a 5.5% lead over Trump. China has launched two astronauts into space on a mission to dock with an experimental space station and remain aboard it for 30 days, the Shenzhou 11 mission took off from a launch site on the edge of the Gobi Desert early today. Zhang Yuxiu, the chief commander for China's manned space program, says the rocket lifted off according to plan. He said it was a complete success. The spacecraft will be docking with the space station within 2 days. The entire station will begin full operation by the year 2022. China's economic outlook and growth is expected to slow to 6.6% this year and 6.5% next year. Economists in a survey told Reuters Beijing is facing downward pressure due to lessened global demand that affects exports as well as risks from reforms to cut industrial overcapacity and a growing amount of debt that some fear could spark a financial crisis. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.